Beth Donis first appeared on Arizona Spotlight back in 2010, performing in a duo with flamenco guitarist Domingo de Grazia. It's a musical collaboration that Donis still enjoys, but it's only one of many in her busy performance schedule. This year finds Beth Donis spreading her musical wings with a new album called The Shape of Spirit, which she co-created with her partner in both music and life, guitarist Phil Lipman. I asked Beth and Phil to play some of their new music for us in the AZPM radio studio. I also talked with Beth Donis about the album and how her musical journey first began for this Spotlight session.
1, 2, 3.
What does a four-year-old girl make of a violin?
For me, it was competition. My big sister, Emily, 2 years my senior, started playing at the same time that I did. And she was my idol in so many ways, and to this day continues to be. Somehow, me and this violin really got stuck together. Both of my parents were musicians, so music was very much a strong current that ran through our family. But week after week, lesson after lesson, Suzuki book after Suzuki book, I've really started discovering how it is that I like to express myself in this world. And this is, musically, is how I express myself.
What things does the violin add to your vocabulary? What can you express through the violin that you can't express any other way?
I can express my soul. I can express how it feels to be human. I love talking, I love teaching, I love performing, but there's something about being close to an instrument that knowing these scales, like having all of this technical training, is basically just a springboard for me to create something that's never been done before. I feel like playing the violin helps me to stay really honest and true to myself and to who I am.
How is it that all these influences come together in your work now, and what do you really cite as your major influences from the world of music?
Numero uno, Bach, as my dad used to say. Studying classical music in college, I learned a lot about counterpoint and just the way that chords very naturally follow one another and what makes that appealing to the ear. So a lot of the chord progressions that I come up with, I actually think have to do with my classical chops, my classical training. Numero two, Jimi Hendrix. Hearing somebody that was so clearly tapping into a different dimension captivated me from a very early age. How does one do that? How does somebody create an entirely new genre of music and find new ways of using the same old pieces of recording gear? Jimi Hendrix, I love. Number three, Michael Franti. Michael Franti is a vocalist who performs with a band called Spearhead, or Spearhead Vibrations. And Michael Franti sings about the spirit. He sings about the human condition. He truly tries to bring people together with his music, which inspires me to the nth degree.
Is there a special story about the instrument that you're playing tonight?
This is a violin that I have fallen in love with, and I don't actually own it. My luthier, Mr. Zoran the Great, as I call him, was kind enough to loan this to me for this performance tonight. And I was testing out violins over this past summer, tried a whole bunch of different violins around town. And this isn't even the most expensive instrument, but it's the one where I pick it up and I feel like my voice comes through it in a way that other instruments can't translate.
What's one quality of this violin that makes it stand out for you?
This violin is very sweet and it's very resonant. It's easy for my fingers to play. It feels like silk. And as soon as my fingers touch the string, the sounds come out. Some violins, there's almost a little delay between the contact and the note produced. And this violin, it's just instant transmission.
What do you see on your musical horizon right now, Beth?
More albums. This to me kind of felt like the test pancake. And what I mean is that sometimes you have to see like how hot the pan is by pouring a little batter on it first and seeing what happens.
Tell us about your accompanist tonight. Who are you playing with?
I'm playing with my beloved fiancé, Phil Lippman.
Have you and Phil talked about what kind of music you want at your wedding?
I'm kind of imagining that we're going to play our instruments at our own wedding, although I'm not totally sure. I could see myself walking down the aisle carrying my violin, playing my violin. I think we're going to get married in a small rowboat, too, so this could get interesting. To be continued. This song is called Gnome Dance. I have heard other people say that it reminds them of something that they would hear in Lord of the Rings or like, you know, the soundtrack for the next Hobbit movie. It's got a very etheric, I don't want to say it, but I will say Celtic quality to it. This is a song that I've had floating around in my brain for years and years now, and it's just an honor and a delight to finally have a good capture of it.